What's going on? It's your boy Mixmaster B here live from the MMB Radio Studios for the MMB Radio Podcast, where no topic is too big or too small. We talk about them all. And my guest on the show today is a woman that you can check out at Exotica Chicago coming up in, April? Man, the year's flying by so quickly. You can check her out at Exotica in Chicago, and she goes by your favorite filthy porn slut, and I think we're going to find out a lot of reasons why she calls herself that. So I'm going to welcome her in right now, Miss Stella Carter. Stella, what's going on?
Nothing. Thank you for the beautiful introduction.
Yeah, I was saying, wow, 2024. You know, I had to stop. You stop telling me think about that. You're like, wow, it's 2024, and you're like, it's already April, you know?
Tell me about it.
Time flies by, but we are in Exotica season, so Exotica, yes. Chicago. I've attended them in New Jersey. I've never attended them elsewhere, but I'm sure it's probably a little bit of different vibes, different places. But you're not new to going to Exoticas, right?
Right. Definitely a different vibe. Jersey's my favorite because, you know, Jersey girl, it's just, it goes hand in hand. But then, you know, I'm like, oh, okay, you know, Chicago would be my second favorite for sure.
You never forget your first, so shout out to Jersey.
So yeah. Mm-hmm. But different vibes in different places for sure. You know, they got Miami. You can be by the beach or whatever, and that's pretty fun.
But, for everybody that doesn't know exactly what Exotica is, you're missing out. I mean, it's like,
oh, big
it's,
time.
It's comparison to things like AVN, where it's basically I tell people it's Comic-Con for perverts.
Exactly. That's what I tell people as well.
It's like a big-ass convention.
The word out of my mouth. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so fans are going to be able to go there and see you and take photos with you. And
yeah.
So how many of these have you attended so far? I know you said you've done Jersey, but how many years have you been going?
I've been going since 2018.
Okay.
So 2018 was my first one. And then I don't think there was a year that I really took off.
Okay, so you went full-fledged into it. You were going to Exotica. But I want to get into this because, I mean, if you put it in your bio that you're everybody's favorite little porn slut, we got to get into the details of this.
Well, I like to think I am.
I mean, don't be holding a title like that, whether it's self-proclaimed
or
not.
It's like you read it, and then you're like, oh, wow. Well, you know, like it becomes true. So, you know, I just hope that every time someone clicks my profile, they'll just, like, understand, you know.
See, everybody tells me that.
It'll intrigue them.
You speak stuff into existence. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like that PMA, that positive mental attitude. It's like, speak positivity and positive things will happen. And it's like, I want to be a porn slut. I want to be a porn slut. And
yes.
Now you're a porn slut. But take us back to the origins of that. Because, like, how did that happen? Are you originally from New Jersey or you live in New Jersey now?
I was born in New York, grew up in Jersey. So I don't really know. It's like a big battle, you know, New Jersey, New York. So I moved back to New York now after high school. But I never really lived in New York. I really always lived in Jersey until, you know, I came of age. But like I spent so much time there growing up. So my parents took us, you know, as a family, like every weekend. And so it just kind of became like, it's just, I don't know, I didn't really, you know, I didn't have too many friends, like, in high school and stuff like that, so, like, all my friends were kind of in the city, so it's just kind of where I spent most of my time, and, but I'm always going to be, like, a Jersey girl at heart, you know, like, I went down the shore every summer.
Okay, I was going to say, how did you get introduced into the adult life, though? You say you didn't have a lot of friends, like, were you occupying your time looking at porn on the internet, like...
No, okay, YouTube. It started with YouTube. Like,
wait, they got porn on YouTube? Where?
No.
I was going to say, because my shit gets flagged just for talking about it.
Could you imagine?
Hey, that's money for YouTube to be making.
Shit. I know. Tell me about it. You know what? One day there will be. I'm sure of it. But I saw a Tyra Banks interview with Sasha Gray. And I got real, I was like, I just watched it. It was like her and Spiegler, like shooting the shit. And everybody was like coming at her and like calling her like a terrible person. And like, I was just like, what? Like, you know, she's only 18. She was only like 5 years older than me. I was 13 probably at the time. And like, I saw it and I was just like, wow, that's like interesting. And then just, I found it like to be very glamorous and like how she, you know, carried herself and like didn't really give a shit that, you know, people were like being haters and being mean and like straight up calling her horrible names, you know, on TV, you know, daytime TV at the time it was. And I was like, I want to be like that.
Is it really just that simple? Like, you just happen to be watching, like, I mean, that's like the equivalent of me watching Dr. Phil and seeing, like, yeah. somebody that's, like, on Dr. Phil, and it's like, oh, wow, she's yeah. real skanky. I want to be like her. I want to get gangbanged. Like,
literally. Yeah, that's basically how it went down. So I just, like, fell down a rabbit hole, like, and studied the shit out of this girl. I'm like, I was just like, oh, she's fucking dope. And I just always aspired to be, like, as, like, carefree and, like,
but not. There's a difference between being carefree and being, like, doing, you know, sexual work. So, oh, like, yeah. you could totally like, be like, oh, I don't give a fuck what people think sense. Of me.
Right. Mm-hmm. But they kind of go hand in hand. You kind of have to not give a shit to, like, you know.
Because it almost sounds like you had to be doing something where people would want to hate on you for you to not give a shit what they think.
I was, like, the girl, like, that, like, you know, like... I don't know. People were just mean to me. I was, like, always getting bullied for no reason. Like, I got really into, like, Demi Lovato, and, like, I remember, like, cutting bangs, and, like, I got hella made fun of for that. So I remember, like, you know, as, like, a kid in school, like, changing, like, my whole Facebook to, like, Demi Lovato, and then, like, when the girls would, like, come up to me and bully me in class, like, I would sign autographs. It was, like, my mom was, like, you know, if they're gonna, like, you know, be mean, just, like, own it. So I was, like, fuck it. And, like, I remember, like, signing autographs. Like, they would, like, run up to me, like, Demi. You know, it was, like, so, I don't know. People did a lot of fucked up shit. Like, they threw my field hockey stick in the woods. Like, girls are horrible. Like, teenage girls were, like, the worst. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess I don't know. I just wanted
so
to, like,
so all these girls pushed you to
both.
Do porn?
No.
In a sense, I mean, like, you know, like, if,
yeah,
like, as if they weren't bullying you.
And then, you know, once I realized, like, how actually, like, difficult it is, because, like, I'm, like, such a theater kid, like, once I realized how hard it is to actually, you know, like, I always, like, swore that I was going to be on Broadway. Once, like, I actually, like, started going to auditions and, like, realizing how difficult it was, like, the singing part, okay, no problem. But then they want you to dance, like, and then, okay, you can dance, no problem. Then it's, like, they want you to sing and dance at the same time. And, like, for an audition, it's, like, a lot of pressure. And, like, going to auditions in New York with, like, kids that are, like, you know, like, definitely trained by, like, you know, amazing people. Like, me, I didn't have any really professional training other than, like, the drama club, you know. So, yeah, just once I realized that wasn't, like, an option, I was, like, let me go with the next best thing. You know, I'm on, like... I'm performing, so, you know, just in a different way.
So who did you reach out to kind of kickstart this?
The lovely website called Sexy Jobs.
Okay.
I was camming, and then, like, I, like, started researching, like, you know, like, how do I literally feel like I Googled, like, how to become a porn star. Like, I literally Googled it. And, like, Sexy Jobs was, like, the answer, so, and it worked, you know?
So
here
I am. I mean, so the camming just kind of just snowballed after that. Like how much, like, time did it have to take before you start getting a little bit of a following?
Honestly, it happened fairly quickly. It kind of happened quickly, but then I was, like, I was kind of back and forth, you know, like, I was doing good on cam, and then, like, I didn't want to, excuse me, I didn't know how much, like, of mainstream I really wanted to do. I didn't know how far into the water I wanted to go at the time, so I kind of took it easy. Like, I would do a shoot, and then you wouldn't see me again for a couple months, and then finally, you know, one day I was just like, all right.
Just go and do the whole
nothing.
Full thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it's crazy how so many people now become involved in the adult business from doing things like camming and these different websites. I feel like we talk about on every podcast episode. I feel like we're talking about this. Like, I'm old school that I remember, you know, the big name stars that were, you know, they started off being, you know, dancers or something. And then they get recruited. And now it's just like people are getting recruited from being like webcam models and making adult content. And like, they don't need, like, some of them are established enough that they don't even need, like, they don't need to be recruited. Like, before it was like people were struggling to be a stripper.
Oh yeah, like discovered if you
And now it's like it's become so much easier. So I guess when you're first doing these webcam shows, was this kind of like solo shows, and then it just kind of morphed?
Just me. It was always just me. Yeah, it was always just me. I never, like, always wanted to, like, be part of a studio or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, work with another girl or whatever. But, like, it was always just me, you know. I didn't really have any other friends in the industry at the time.
And then, so, like, did like, all, any of your friends or family find out about this? Like, the people that, like, bullied you? Like, how did you keep it low-key?
Oh my god, well, I really everyone knows now. They made, like, a whole Facebook group, like, you know, with, like, a bunch, like, just leaking all my links and stuff. And I didn't find out about it. Like, one day I remember I went to, like, it was so weird, like, I don't, you know, I deactivated my Facebook after high school. I didn't want any part of that shit anymore, like, you know, just because I don't you know. So I actually, like, log on one day, and, like, I have all these messages, people telling me they're sorry, and, like, I don't deserve this shit, and I'm like, the hell are you talking about? Like, don't deserve what? Like, what are you talking about? And come to find out, they made, like, somebody in my grade, you know, my class or whatever, made a group on Facebook, and, you know, like, posted all the links, and I was just like, okay, well, I don't care, like, you know, you guys are just giving me views. Then, like, you know, I remember going trending on, like, all, like, you know, the hub sites and shit. So I was just like, you guys are doing me a favor, I don't really care, like, thank you for watching. Then, like, I got messages from, like, you know, like, the hot, like, jock boys or whatever, like, you know, all in my DMs being like, oh, like, you know, I would have never, like, talked to you in school, but, like, you know, you gotta, like, promise you won't tell anyone, but, like, you know, I'm the captain of the football team, we had, like, math class together, like, I always thought you were hot, like, it's like, shut the fuck up, like, you were so mean to me.
Yeah, now they're saying this because they see you with your, you know, your ass out and everything.
Yeah, exactly, it's like, okay, fuck off.
So, I mean, obviously, say you didn't have a whole lot of friends, but, like, what did family think? Like, were they, like, they going to, like, did they disown you? Or, because you hear a lot of people that, like, they get disowned.
I mean, like, I mean, like, my mom passed away. Like, I would have definitely had, like, a different career path had she, like, you know, still been alive or whatever. You know, I definitely wouldn't have done that to her. But, like, I'm kind of disowned.
That's so sad, though. You make it sound like you're, like, you disown, like, I have no friends.
But it is what it is, you know? No. Like, I have friends now. You
okay.
Know? And it's not like I had zero friends.
I was going to say, you got 57,000 followers on X. So it's just like, somebody's paying attention.
I have friends now. I just had shitty, the town I grew up in was very judgmental, and, you know, like, you know, Real Housewives of New Jersey, you know, like, Teresa Giudice?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the town I grew up in, like, where she's from. So, okay. You know, I grew up, yeah, so it's just very, like, suburban, very judgmental, like, and I don't know, like, I just was always myself, and I guess people didn't fuck with that. Like, they wanted me to, like, be this, like, cookie cutter, like, you know, just like all these other fucking girls, and I was never that. I was always, you know, authentically me, so I just don't think they liked it. But that's okay. Joke's on them.
So how did getting involved with Exotica come about? Because, like, a lot of people, like, do you buy your own space there? Does Exotica reach out to you? Because people all the time are like, I want to have a space at Exotica. I want to meet fans. I want people to come see me. Like, it's a big way to get exposure and get your name further out there. And you've been a part of it for a while.
Okay, well, I've never personally bought my own space. I've, like, paid for space at booths, you know, like, somebody I know would have a booth or whatever, and maybe, you know, like, I'm, like, splitting the cost with them or, you know, and whatnot. This year, for instance, I was invited by BBW Adventures. They asked me to go with them, so, you know, I'll have my space with them, and,
And what's that feeling like when you have people come up to you and they, like, they recognize you, not just to the point where, like, they know who you are, but, like, they can talk about specific things and stuff that you've done on camera, and it's like, that's wild.
It is wild. It is. Or they'll be like, oh, do you still have that outfit from that one scene? Like, I want to buy it. And I'm like, oh, there's a reason I save all these. You know, I love that. I love that. I'm like, it's so cool. But the best, my favorite is when, like, you know, somebody I interact with, like, maybe do FaceTime calls with, or, like, you know, something like that, or just, like, chat with in my DMs. I love when, like, you know, like, we recognize each other, and it's like, oh, my God, like, so good to finally meet you. Like, you know, like, that's always the best. Yeah, it's a great feeling, for sure. It is a great feeling.
And fans can get photos with you and take pictures, buy outfits, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now,
I might not have the outfit on me that day, but, like, I will ship it to you.
Yeah, definitely. You can definitely do mail order shit. If it's an extra ways of getting the tea, I'll make it happen, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people, when I told them that you're going to be on the podcast, a lot of people want to know, like, that were just becoming familiar with you, didn't know too much about you. They're kind of like looking at trying to see, you know, who you are and all this stuff.
Ooh.
So what is it that you offer on your camming shows? Like, people won't, because apparently there's, like, subgenres now to, like, camming. Like, it's gotten that heavy and deep there. It's like, well, there's people that are like, well, I only do solos. I do these. I do, like, cosplay. Like, what are some of the things that people could be look forward to if they were interested in finding out more about your webcam shows?
Oh, well, you know what? I like for people to kind of be, you know what? Normally, I just pretty much do a standard, you know, show. But, like, then I, like, went to, like, I'm like, okay, you know, like, let's do, like, role play games. You know, stuff like that. And then I like to do real interactive stuff. You know, if somebody has, like, a certain thing they want to touch, you know, they fantasize about or whatever, I love fulfilling that stuff. So I love getting to, you know, play different characters, if you will, and just have fun.
Now, do you do one-on-one shows with people, or is it just kind of always a group setting?
Both, yeah. Just, you know, whatever the audience demands that day.
Because, I mean, we've had guests that talk about when they're on there, and it's just, like, nothing really sexual in the definition of the word sexual even happens sometimes. Sometimes we're just in there just talking about whatever.
Mm-hmm.
How often does that happen?
Reading a book. I mean, it happens often, I would say. Mm-hmm. It happens often, for sure.
But most of the people are there to kind of see you do freaky shit and
something, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't mm-hmm. be everyone's favorite little porn slut and you're just reading, you know, the Times.
You know what? Wouldn't that be the life?
That would. Shit. If I could make money just sitting there reading the newspaper or something, or reading the headlines, or just reading angry tweets or something from people. Like,
yeah, because it's like, shit, I'm doing that all day anyway.
Yeah. Just put the camera on me and just watch me do my normal shit every day. Hi, everybody. I'm just answering
some
emails.
You know what? People like that, though. People are actually really getting into, like, you know, being in people's personal lives. Like, ever since quarantine, I tell you, like, something in the air has changed. Like, they really enjoy seeing people in, like, their home settings. Like, what their morning routine. Like, you know, like, it's so silly that, like, you know, like, we are so fucking bored that we need to watch what other people are doing. Like, it's so pathetic. But I'm like, I kind of love that. You know, hey, if I could fucking roll out of bed in the morning, brush my hair on camera, and then, you know, like, brush my teeth, wash my face, you know, make a glass of tea, like, you know, do all this stuff, and then, like, you feel like, yeah, do my morning routine with me.
And you know what's crazy? You say that everybody wants to be.
I would get so many views.
Yeah, and you say everybody wants to be in everybody's business, like, that's not even a new thing. Everybody's always trying to be in somebody's business. We just have more ways of actually. Yeah, we just have more ways of actually doing it now. So it's
true.
Like, before you just had to do, like, word of mouth, or you just had to, like, try to, like, eavesdrop. Now it's just
like the rumor train. Like, yeah. I kind of miss that, the word of mouth, like, the rumor train.
There used to be tea, and now there's instant tea. You know, so everybody just needs to have it instantly.
It's so true. Now it's like, you know, they just open their door to their homes for us, like, put it all on camera and make a TikTok about it.
And, you know, it's crazy you're saying that. You could get paid for your routine, like, if you really stopped and thought about
literally.
It.
Yes, literally.
Like,
it's
you could just put like cameras in every room of your house.
Right.
And then, like, you literally could just go about your day.
Filming, you know, that's what people do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just go about your day. Like, like fucking Ring cameras or something, and where people are just watching you do your everyday thing, and you don't know, like, you could look and see who's watching, but, like, you don't even have to acknowledge the fact that they're watching. Because for some people, like, they get off on that. Like, they love the fact
they
of
do.
Being
yeah,
the
yeah,
peeping
yeah.
Tom.
Like the spying thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't even want you to acknowledge that they're there. Like, the first time you turn around and be like, oh, hi, Jim. You know, and it's just, Jim's like, fuck. Click. He turns it off. Like,
oh, my God,
it's
right?
Weird because, like, they feel like, and no offense to anybody out there that's named Jim that spies on people, but just using a name in general. But, like, there are people out there that they get that adrenaline rush of just knowing the fact that they're watching somebody and they don't know that that person's, you know, being watched.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
So you do all these, like, the sexual things on camera. Like, so if you were to, say, had different cameras throughout the house or whatever, like, how often do you, you know, pleasure yourself or do that? And, like, or is it only because somebody's requesting to do it? Like, where's your sexual prowess level at?
You know what? It depends on the day.
I mean, like, are you a horny person in by nature, or?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm a bit of, like, a flirt.
I was going to say, like, is it one of these things where it's just, like, you just wake up and you're like, damn, I just need to touch myself, or are you only doing it because somebody wants you to?
No, I probably, like, get on my phone and, like, start texting a cute boy or something.
Okay.
You know? And then, like, see if we can hang out.
And then kind of see. Well, now, that actually leads to the question, too. Like, so have you ever done anything with guys on camera, and would you?
Yeah, I do all the time.
Okay. Because I know you said you started off doing solo shows.
Almost everything in, like, my personal life is, like, almost everything in my personal life is, like, recorded for the most part. I would say 75% of it.
And now, like, are these guys that you're just, like, randomly just hooking up with? Or are these guys that you date?
No. Yeah, you know.
Because, like, how do you break that down to somebody?
Like, regular, like hookups.
Like, cause it's like,
well,
you gotta be pretty comfortable.
You know what?
I'm
very, like, black and white, and I just, like, throw everything on the table. Like, you know, like, if you wanna fuck with me, like, you're gonna know, you know, what I'm doing. So, they just, you know, and then they just wanna film because, you know, they just know it's already what's going on, and I'm good. It's, you know, a bonus for me because then I get the content.
Now, have you ever, like, told a guy and he totally not be into the idea and, like, was like, nah, I'm not really feeling that?
Never.
So every guy's like, see, that's where guys are. They're like, low-key, they're just like, they might, like, act like they're not into it at first, but then once it starts happening, they're like, yo, let me get those angles, you know? Let's get the lighting.
Oh, they love it. Yeah. Yes. Oh, they'll start bringing out the professional cameras. They'll start doing the most. It's crazy.
Now, like, what is, like, a real social life like for you, though? Like, do you have a real dating life, or is that just kind of, like, something that just doesn't happen?
No, I don't. I most certainly do not.
And you think it's because
it's
of
not
what you do, or because you've never really pursued it?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely because of that. Yeah, it's super hard. It sucks. But it's okay. Like, I'm happy with, like, you know, the couple of people that I talk to in routine. So, you know, I'm lucky enough to have that. Like, you know, it's not like I'm just, like, out here, like, lonely as fuck. Like,
no, friends
you know,
with
really
benefits
lucky.
Is
like,
always a good thing.
Yeah, and they're, like, they're cool, too. So, you know, it's just, like, other than that, I don't know. I don't worry too much.
Now, have you ever had a guy that you started doing, like, content with and everything, and they just get in their feelings? Because sometimes it's tough. Sometimes, like, I mean,
no.
Some guys don't have that mental block where they can just, you know, fuck and it just be that. And then other guys are like, oh, yeah, I can
do that.
Well,
then I wish they would, you know, like, I would date them.
And if, like, do you think that they're just not interested in that? Like, they're content with just being
fuck buddies?
I think it's like,
yeah, it's like the whole thing. I don't think that they would, like, you know, because think about all that goes into it. Like, you know, that's why I always feel like I don't get taken seriously in, like, the relationship sense. But I don't mind.
Now, what would it,
like,
what
I'm
is
cool with, you know, I'm cool with, like, being, like, you know, chilling.
What's the type of guy that you are attracted to? Like, what kind of guy that you, like, damn, like, I would love to do content with him, but I could honestly, like, see myself kind of just really being with this guy.
Oh my gosh, like there's this damn, there's this new guy, and I like definitely reached out to him and was like, oh, when I come to LA, like we're definitely gonna hang out. But he's definitely in the industry too. I don't know if I'm not gonna name drop him because I don't wanna like jinx my
But he's in
collab.
the
My
industry.
collab. But like, yeah,
So
tattoos, like, you know, we love that. Like just like confident tattoos. You could like not have tattoos, that's cool too, but like, you know, there are plus. But I don't know, just like confident, like man. Be a man.
do you ever think there would be somebody that could effectively make you stop doing all this? Like settle down with somebody?
Yeah, one person I guess comes to mind. I just don't.
Feel like I put you on the
Yeah,
spot
I
there
just
if that
don't. I
one.
just. Yeah, you kind of did. I don't know if like I don't know.
I mean, 'cause this is your main source of income, I would assume, right? Like there, you
Well,
don't.
yeah, but like I don't. You know, like I have like, you know. I don't think like I would be screwed. You know. I mean, maybe for a minute, but like, you know, I wouldn't, it wouldn't be like that, you know, the world wouldn't be over, you know what I mean? But, I guess I would, but like, you know, I'd have to be given a good ultimatum. And,
He's like a doctor
yeah.
or a lawyer is making crazy guap, and you're like, yeah, I could give it up all for that because I know I don't have to support this guy. Like, he's got his own cash.
Oh gosh. Yeah, and then like, you know, I would definitely just, yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I
That's
feel
a
like you could
really tough
definitely be
one.
somebody's sugar baby.
Yeah, of course.
Like I don't feel like there's a
Of
lot that
course.
has to like go into the thought process of
Yeah.
that. Now, speaking of guys and dating and all that stuff, we fielded some questions from people and people want to know, like, obviously you're into women as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now, like, how does that go? Like, have you ever, is it something that you just do on camera or have you had like actual relationships with women? I don't know why guys always like to ask that, but they
I
do.
have had a couple of relationships, two or three. But I don't think, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if like I would, I don't think that I would exclusively be with a woman, you know. I don't think that that would be like my end game, not for any particular reason, just I think because I don't know, I don't know, it's just different.
It's different with a woman than it is with a guy.
Yeah, for a relationship for sure.
But on camera, it's all gravy.
Oh, it's fun. Yeah, hell yeah, you know, like I would like hook up with one. I just wouldn't, you know, wouldn't want to marry one, I don't think.
Now,
Too
or
much drama.
yeah, I was gonna say, like, that probably is a lot of drama. Now, kind of going back to what we were saying about like whether or not you would stop doing this if the right person came along, did you ever think about like when you started doing this, like what if this doesn't pan out, how you were going to kind of just back to regular civilian society and having like a regular job? Because stuff is on the internet, so it's stuff that kind of follows you around, and even if you think somebody doesn't know about it, there's somebody that knows about it. Did you ever like have to have that struggle with yourself about like, I don't know if I should do
Yeah,
this?
but you know what? It was never really like a struggle. It was just like something like I had to accept and then just move on, you know? I made the decision. It took me a long time to make the decision and I don't regret it. Nor do I think I ever would, you know? It's part of me and I don't know. I'm happy to have been doing out here just doing God's work, if you will. You know?
You're definitely helping a lot of guys out there. So,
Hell yeah, and I love that. So,
what is your favorite things to do on camera?
if you were to have to guess, like, I mean, like from the looks of it, probably just like suck dick, obviously.
Well, I didn't. I mean, because a lot of people are like they're into, doing solo stuff. People, So you giving head is your favorite thing to do?
Yeah, because I just look so damn good doing it.
And that's why she says she's everybody's favorite little porn slut.
Exactly.
Now, is there things that you don't do? Because I always like to hear what people say. Like, is there no list? Because there's people out that are like, nope, don't really have a no list.
I really don't. I don't, like there's, I don't, it all is kind of like, I'm kind of fair game.
What's the wildest thing that you've ever been approached to do?
Don't know, probably like, definitely one of like the tadpole gangbangs for sure.
Okay.
Like just a bunch of guys, like, an astronomical number and shit. But,
But what's astronomical for
yeah.
you? Because, I mean, you are in a different
It was
world than regular
50.
people. 50. Okay.
But it wasn't, I wasn't like the only girl, so I definitely had a bunch of help from a lot of other women that night. So I
Okay.
was very lucky. Yeah, I wasn't just,
So how many have you had at one sitting?
Like, I don't know, probably 12, 14.
12, 14 guys at one time.
Yeah.
And then what was like, how was something like that? Like, do you have to take breaks or is this straight through or?
Straight through, honestly, is a lot easier than just doing one-on-one because, like, they're all kind of just
Did y'all start feeling the same after a while?
yeah. You don't really, you kind of just like you're just trying to, just help out as many, assist as
Just
many
help
as you
out.
can.
Just try to do a community service. I'm just trying to help out.
Yeah, just try to do as much, help out each as many as I can at a time, and
I think we have to change the bio to say like the goodwill slut. Like I'm just trying to do God's work here. I'm just trying to give back to the community. There's a lot of horny guys in town that just kind of need to unleash,
Yeah.
and I'm here for them, So bring me
Right.
your finest of fine cocks, and I will do what I gotta do.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Hey, it's a living for some people, So,
Hell yeah, for sure.
because a lot of people, when they say they want to do these gangbangs and everything, and I'm always like, all right, so you see the video, but stuff's edited and everything. But when you're doing cam shows, it's like there's really no editing with a cam show. Like, if it's live, it's live. So I'm like, do they
Yeah.
stop? Like, do they all start to feel the same after a while? And you don't even realize that one guy's out and another one's in, and
Well, you really don't. Like, you kind of can't really see what's going on for the most part because, like you're probably, you're like, or for whatever reason, unless you're like laying on your back, but like, you don't really know what's going on. So you're just trying to, just do what
you
you
just hope it's
can.
one of the 12 or 14 original guys.
Yeah, nobody else is really sneaking in there.
I'm saying you could have had 50 and not known it.
I know.
You could have been setting your own records and not even know you're setting them.
Right.
Now, do you do anything like DP? Do you do anal, any of that?
I've done it before. Yeah, I do.
Not a fan of it. You sound like a little hesitant. Not a fan of the anal game.
No, totally a fan.
Okay, totally a fan. Okay. Some people are like
Yeah.
they're not into it. Some people they are like, ah, it's too much prep to do and all this stuff. But I mean, I guess if you know you're going to be shooting it, then you obviously know to be ready for it.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
Is getting ready
But
for it.
yeah.
Okay. Now, what is something that you still want to do on camera? Like, have you not had like a first yet that you're like, I
I
want
don't
this?
know. I'm not sure. I'm sure there's a bunch of stuff, but like off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you. Definitely, maybe, like something like crazy, like, BDSM thing.
As I said, there's probably stuff that you're not even like familiar with yet. As much as like we think we're all educated, like in like the
Oh
top
my
of our
God.
game of stuff, even to this day, after hundreds and hundreds of interviews that I've done, there's people that come up with me and they tell me something. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, there's
Right.
just like something new or something that somebody created, and it's like I didn't even know that even existed, or would never even
Yeah.
think people would be doing something like that. But you're open to all ideas.
Open to all ideas for sure.
Now, fans were hitting me up on X and Instagram and wanted to know, do you do auditions? Like, if somebody was interested in shooting with you, Like, what would they need to provide to you to show you that, like, hey, I'm fit to be in this?
Come with a reference. I don't know.
Come with a reference.
Yeah, an audition. I don't know. Maybe I should hold a little game show and, an America's Next Top Model thing.
Yeah. Because it's crazy.
And then I'll hold an audition.
I mentioned how easy it is now for people to just hop on a webcam and get known and become recognizable to the fact that they're at, conventions like Exotica. So you would think it's so simple, but then, like, there's people out there, they still are, like, so completely lost on, like, how to do it. They're like, I want to get into this business,
Google,
and I would love to shoot
Google
with her.
For this. Or, like, take a master's class. all the information's there, I promise.
Siri, show me how to be a porn star, and it's like...
Yeah.
Pops up. And you would think it would be that simple, but, like, there's people out there, they struggle with it, and there's, like, people that... Even if
I know,
I mean, I've had past guests on and I still get DMs from people that are like, hey, you had such and such on your show like a year or two ago. I really am interested in working with her. I'm like, OK, well, I'm not her.
Right.
So you need to contact
her. Right.
But, some people are like, just provide us, like you said, with her, a referral or have like some video proof of what you can do. Like, you can't just roll up there and just knock on the door and be like, yo, I'm here. It's not Chick-fil-A. You don't just get hired like that. But would you be open to, like, if people were to reach out to you and were like, hey, like, I'd like to do some collaborations with you?
As long as they were, like, established and, like, properly testing and stuff. But, like, just like a, I don't know. I guess I'm willing to help, with anything that I could.
So all the guys that are hitting me up and everything, shoot your shot, man. Jordan says you miss all the shots you don't take, so take those shots and you never know. If you're legit and your game about it, then I can't see why it wouldn't work. So Exotica, like I said, is coming up and everybody's going to be going out to Chicago and do you have a certain booth that people will see you at? Like, is there a booth that people are going to be looking for when you're there?
Yes, I'll be with BBW Adventures.
Okay. So everybody can check you out there. And again, photos, autographs. She'll be taking requests for any of the outfits that she wore. She may not have them all there with her, but hey, like I said, you can always, drop that info there and Venmo, Cash App, Zelle. There's ways of, making shit happen. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Fuck it. If you hang around long enough after the show, if it's something that you can't take back with you.
You might get the shoes right off my feet.
Yeah. We could, find a UPS store or something and just be like, hey, we'll just mail these back to you. You laugh, but some guys don't want to travel with, like a butt plug or a dildo or, someone's thong in our luggage and then, get stopped at the airport, or worse yet, go home and a girlfriend looks through your luggage. So, but everybody can get info on that at exoticaexpo.com. And that is April 12th, 13th, and 14th in Chicago. Chicago's tricky this time of year, though, because it could be cold. It could be warm. How do you prepare for something like that?
Oh my gosh. How do I what?
How do you prepare for something like that with the weather situation in Chicago? Because it could be cold,
sweater,
it could be warm.
But you know what? It's okay. Like,
I mean, you're from the Northeast, so it's simply like something that's like new
to you.
Oh no,
Chicago's way more cold. Chicago's so much more cold. Chicago's freezing.
And there'll be plenty of guys there to keep you warm. Guys and girls trying to keep you warm.
Exactly. So I'll be in good hands.
So I like to ask too, like, who do people want to work with? Like you said, there's some guy that you said when you go out to LA,
oh my God,
you're definitely going to hang out with.
Crush on that motherfucker, yeah.
I mean, it's tough because I don't want you to jinx yourself, but like, is there people that like you would love to work with?
I don't want to give his name yet.
Okay.
You guys will see. If it happens, it happens.
Is there any industry or crushes that you're like, besides this person?
Yeah, of course. I'm not going to tell everyone.
Right, that might open up a door. You don't know.
If they know, no, because you know what? If they already know.
Oh, they already know.
I shoot my shot. Oh yeah. I don't play. I don't play with that stuff. I always let them know. I always make sure they know. Yeah, because like you know, like if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. If they don't, you know, like me back, it's fine. But most of the time, they do. So, yeah, they know.
Now, without giving away too much of the secrets and the mystique of being the world's favorite little porn slut, you mentioned that you love giving head on camera. What is your technique? Like, what do you feel like makes you stand out from everybody else?
You know what? I don't know. That's hard because you know what? I don't want to say that I stand out from everybody else. I would say that like, you know, if we're passionate about it, we can all do a good job at it, you know? So, I don't want to say like, I'm like, you know, I'm not the best or anything.
Cause some people tell me like they love doing deep throat, but then other people are like deep throat doesn't get guys off. Like it just looks good.
Yeah,
on camera.
Yeah. You kind of got to like feel it out and, see what works with the person.
Okay. All right.
So. You know? Yeah. You kind of got to, you know, not every, it's not all the same. That's for sure.
Now with
different strokes for different folks, you know?
Definitely strokes, yes. So like with women, are you more of the submissive or are you more of a dominant type of girl?
Yeah, of course. Definitely not the dominant one.
Okay. So you like to be submitted?
Yeah.
Okay. And why, like that's crazy because like so many women I hear like they love to be the aggressor. I guess because they're so used to being submissive with guys.
In certain, right, in certain, you know, we like a little bit of both, I would say, but overall, you know, the sub.
Okay. Now, for everybody who has been listening and they want to know where they can find you at online so they're watching the legit stuff and not someone else's stolen content of you, what is all the information?
Smaller hits. I can't help it.
I'm not going to take your endo. You good. She's over here like smoking it up like I'm going to take something from her.
Oh, no. It's you know, it's like I'm smoking like dabs. So it's, you know, it's hitting hard. okay, you can find me on ManyVids, Stella Carter XXX, OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Chatterbait, same thing. My free cam, same thing. And my Twitter, Stella Carter XXX. Instagram, Stella _ Carter with 4 R's. And yeah.
I say just go over to the X page so you can find everything.
Yeah,
there.
I think everything's there.
Yeah,
I think
like Stella Carter XXX at Yahoo for customs. Her OnlyFans is on there. IG's on there. Her Cash App's on there. She even got an Amazon wish list so you can spoil her with gifts and, you know, buy her some outfits.
I love when I get the gifts. It's so sweet.
Yeah, buy the outfits, you know.
It's so sweet. I do have, like, a couple fans that, you know, religiously buy me things. And it's just the nicest thing to have, like, an unexpected package come and, you know, I get to, like, see what it is. Like, I'm all surprised. I love it. It's so sweet.
Well, it's been awesome talking to you. And, like I said, guys can check you out at Exotica and everybody.
Sorry for coughing on the podcast.
It's all good. You do you. Yeah, like I said, it's not my thing, but like, I'm not going to take nothing from you. Smoke away, girl. I'm not going to take your stuff from you. You know,
I didn't think you would.
But I mean, like I said, guys that are going to be checking out, girls can be checking out ExoticaExpo.com, April 12th to the 14th in Chicago. You can go check her out and report back to me, you and the people that are coming to see you. Like, I want to get some footage.
Oh my God, yes.
See what it's all about.
Okay. I'll definitely do some behind the scenes just for you, okay?
There you go. And then we'll check you out at Exotica in Edison when it comes rolling back through this area.
Yes. Can't wait.
Well, we appreciate you, and we can't wait to see and hear more big things from you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. Hey, guys. It's Stella Carter, and you're listening to Mixmaster B on MNB Radio.